counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hey, this is Paul Watson from the Ketamine.
This is Christina Martin.
Hey, this is Joseph Garmisch from the band Dune.
Hi, this is Sasha Bulat.
This is Dubmatic.
Hi, this is Joel Klatke, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Henman and Mike Speck.
Welcome to another episode of the Earshot 20, coming at you live from local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, and then rebroadcast across this fine nation thanks to the National Campus Radio Association's Program Exchange and RadioForAll.net. My name is Brian Cleveland, and it's going to become painfully obvious to everyone out there that even though Anthony says that I'm the brains of this operation, that is not true. He knows how all this stuff works. I didn't even change the intro to the show. Anthony's not here, so I'm going to be Anthony, and someone else is going to be me, Mike Specht.
It's going to be tough to fill your shoes, Brian, but you know, I've been trying to emulate you the last couple of weeks, so we'll see how it goes.
It should be fine. We're going to continue the show as we always do, bringing you the top 20 most played records across Canada on campus and community radio stations as evidenced and collected by Earshot. And Mike's going to tell you all about what Earshot is.
Earshot is the national campus and community radio report published every week at earshot-online.com, where you can find the entire national top 50, as well as regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations. You can also find specialty charts, reviews, interviews, and loads more.
All right, so go check that out and loads more. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and all sorts of other places. Anthony knows all the handles and all those things, so you'll just have to wait till next week when he can tell you. This happens pretty much every single summer. Pretty sure 2 summers ago, Anthony and I didn't do the radio show together for 2 months, and it was like in and out, lots of guest hosts and all that sort of thing. So who knows when we'll see him next. I literally have no idea why he's not here this week. I don't know where he is.
Are you going through some separation anxiety right now? It seems like
no, he actually
had time with this.
No, we spent way too much time together in the conference, actually. You made a nice story up about me where I was, so you know, you don't have to do it right now, but at some point in time in this radio program, there needs to be some sort of tale about where Anthony is.
And it's a true story. You were at the Q-tip convention.
It's true.
And I'll let you know where Anthony is later on.
That's great to hear. All right, we're going to jump right into the tunes here. We have loads of new music. You'll find out where all these records are sitting. Definitely some challengers popping up that might come into our number one spot. Do we have the same number one this week? You can only wait and find out in about 2 hours' time. Will we be playing the most played record in Canada this week? So Mike's going to tell you what's coming up to kick off the charts.
And you're going to hear Fading Fast by Best Coast.
All right, that's at number 20. Don't go anywhere. That's what you're going to hear right now. You're going to hear number 20, number 19, and number 18, and we'll be back in just a few moments.
Close my eyes, and I wish that I could realize that this love.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 19.
Oh, Mallory, why did you bother, Mallory? Why did you bother, Mallory? Why were you such a stupid girl? You came on a command with an outstretched hand. From the moment that she was leaving, she got caught in a pack of lies. Once more for the same old feeling.
Number 18.
So the pleasure.
And you just heard at number 20, Fading Fast by Best Coast. At 19, Oh Mary by Blonde Elvis. And then at 18, we had a little Faith Healer with the track Infinite Return.
It's the Earshot 20 and counting down the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Thanks very much for tuning in and sticking with us. And we're taking a break from the charts now, dead to the phone line. And we're catching up with Stephen Karlick all the way from Exclaim in Toronto. He is the senior editor and gives us great music news every week. Stephen, welcome back to the program.
You big flatterer.
I do what I can. But it is great and lots to talk about this week. I'm super excited about some of these stories. Some of them have made me just put my head down and shake my head a little bit, but we're going to get to it all, and we're going to kick things off with a pretty big announcement that has just come out, and that is the Polaris Music Prize list has announced the long list.
Yes, that always controversial time of the year. When the Polaris Music Prize announces its 40-album long list, this is, of course, 40 nominees vying for the 2015 installment of the prestigious annual award. As always, the Polaris Music Prize is bestowed upon the year's best Canadian album. The records up for the 2015 award were all released between June 2014 and May 2015 and were selected by a national jury of journalists, broadcasters, and bloggers, many of whom I actually met last week when I was in New Brunswick for the 34th National Campus and Community Radio Conference, which was really cool, lots of discussion going on. Anyway, now the year's nominees are out. I will not read all 40. It is a long list. It includes, amongst others, Absolutely Freeze, self-titled record, Richer Coins, Ephemeral, Bahamas, Bahamas is Athey, Braids, Deep in the Iris, Caribou, Our Love, Louis-Jean Cormier, Les Grandes Artères, Tobias Gesso Jr.'s Goon, B.A. Johnston's Shit Sucks, Pierre Quender's Mets, Milk and Bone, New Pornographers, Joel Plaskett, and a whole lot of others. They were unveiled on June 16th at the Carlton in Halifax. Of course, as per every year, the jury will vote again to cut that list down to 10 finalists, the shortlist, which will be revealed on July 16th at the Carlew in Toronto. It will all culminate in a gala at the Carlew on September 21st when the winner will be named. And of course, the grand prize this year is $50,000, up from the previous prize of $30,000. Everybody else on the shortlist will get $3,000. Past winners including Final Fantasy, Patrick Watson, Caribou, Fucked Up, Karkwa, Arcade Fire, Feist, Godspeed You Black Emperor, and Tanya Tagek. Not a bad list if you ask me, and some very good albums up for it this year.
And not talking about small potatoes, I think I ask you this every year. Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite to win?
A prediction or a personal favorite?
They don't go hand in hand.
No. I mean, predicting it is a loser's game. There are a million things that go into it, and I think a lot of people don't really understand how it's voted for. It does not get voted on by every jury member for the winner. The winner is decided by a panel of 11 people who are sequestered in a room to debate about the album on the night of the gala and only on the night of the gala. They have a discussion for about 2 to 3 hours while it's going on, and the winner is decided in that room. To have any idea who is going to win from there, you'd need to know who's in the room, what their picks were. It would be a lot of math, to be honest.
That's interesting.
That's something people don't realize about it. So I've never been on that grand jury yet. So I've actually never had a say on who wins from the 10 albums. My vote has only, to this date, helped decide who goes on that short list and, of course, on the long list.
All right.
But this year, Caribou was on my list. Drake was on my list. I catch a lot of flack for that. I am a big Drake fan. Absolutely Free were on my list. Their album is amazing. They're sort of dark horses, but everyone should check out that album. It's incredible. White Lungs, Deep Fantasy was on my list. So that's four of mine made it to the long list. The one that didn't was Lowell's album, We Loved Her Dearly. It's a really great indie pop record.
Awesome. Well, yeah. I'm putting my 2 cents, because that's all it's worth is literally 2 cents, but I'm going to put it behind the East Coast Boys, B.A. Johnston and Joel Plaskett. I love them dearly, and of course they're from the East Coast, so why not put that love out there?
There you
for
go, them? A yeah. little home loving.
Yeah, all right, we'll keep it going. We've got more news to get to. Don't want to take it all up with Polaris Prize. Alabama Shakes has announced more North American tour dates.
Yes, they have, following a very successful showing at Field Trip in Toronto. And on the back of their incredible second album, Sound and Color, which is out now, the band have announced a series of tour dates, a huge world tour, to be honest. They'll embark on a trek through Europe later this month before hopping back to North America at the end of July. They have a handful of Canadian festival dates in store, including stops at the Squamish Valley Music Festival, British Columbia, of course, Montreal's Mercy Festival. They'll also play some standalone stadium dates, including Toronto's Air Canada Centre and Ottawa's TD Place. Those will happen in late September. Many more dates, you can see them all at exclaim.ca.
Awesome stuff. Something to look forward to for Alabama Shakes. And we'll round out this hour with some, also, I think this is incredible news, that there's some money there for music in Ontario, and it's permanent.
Yeah, musicians especially perk your ears for this one. The Ontario Music Fund was extended permanently. The Ontario Music Fund was launched in 2013 as a three-year, $45 million grant program. And news of its extension was confirmed on June 17th by Minister of Tourism, Culture, and Sport Michael Coteau and Minister of Finance Charles Souza during Supercrawl's 2015 lineup announcement in Hamilton. The OMF is administered by the Ontario Music Office and benefits a wide range of music industry workers, including labels, publishers, managers, entrepreneurs, promoters, booking agents, and more. According to an official description, it's, quote, aimed at strengthening and stimulating growth in Ontario's music companies, which is very cool, very good news for Ontario musicians. In the past, OMF funding has gone to labels like Arts and Crafts, Dine Alone, Last Gang, Outside Music, Paper Bag, Six Shooter, Sonic Onion, and Black Box, not to mention major labels Universal, Warner, and Sony. Money's gone to artists as well, and their affiliated companies, Metric, The Tragically Hip, A Tribe Called Red, and Zed's Dead, as well as live events and organizations, festivals that we know and love, Canadian Music Week, Ottawa Folk Fest, Turf, Supercrawl, Ottawa Blues Fest, that sort of thing. So tons of awesome stuff. You can see the full list of recipients and how much money they got from a link at exclaim.ca. But good news for Ontario musicians, music companies, bands, that sort of thing.
I think more provinces need to get on board with this because funding the arts, it's a great way to build your community, and awesome stuff from the Ontario government.
Yes, it is.
All right, we will cut back to the charts, and Stephen will catch up with you in the second hour of the program, as we always do. Brian's going to let you know now what's coming up next.
And that was, of course, Anthony Emmon, who had a chance to chat with Stephen Karlick before being unable to produce the rest of the show this week. So we are actually joined by Mike Specht, and he's going to let you know what's coming up next at number 17.
At number 17, we're going to hear I Always Fall Apart by Sharon Van Etten.
I can't believe the
Shot 20. Number 16.
Contact urban conflict. I'm a disaster. Fight for clean water. Now that's a battle rap of red blood, red skin. Highly forsaken. You talking, I woke. That's the difference. I put my people on my back. Got my home nation knowing they're the reason that I rap. Ha. Tell me what you're rapping for. If you ain't in it for change, then don't brag about the score. Ain't no reason for you to ever go tour. If you rap for little B and talk that folklore. Whoa. Baddest ever still breathing red skin with a battle cry here for every season. Chief, hell no angel star. No spangle, never had no angles. It's balls and fans faithful. Ha. It's always family over everything. Family is the motivation and my pain medicine. Never afraid to go and get it in. Never been a lame, and a lame is what I never been. I do this for my dead relatives and every boy is stuck in on a land settle me. I hope you understand the beast that is awoken is a proud native and never mistaken for a token. If you're looking for a problem, then I think you might have found them. I'ma always stand up and let them know I am astounding. No, you ain't met a native who was conquering, toppling over offerings. Imagine another stopping me. I've been the topic of prophecies, ancient Indian philosophies. To find the words to toss at thee. I am a cocky being, being a being of awkward schemes. My lack of father figure made my future not so clean. Stuck to a hollow dream, stumbled through my first 16. I was written out of pain, that started when I reached my teens. Stayed on a solo mission, life taught me to go the distance. Way before Kevin Costner was told from a ghostly vision. Can't save my pots of pissing, wasn't porcelain. Treat you like burgundy and fracture your upper dorsamines. Red skin more for years, minus the black trench. Point to left field, start crushing the first pitch. You know life could just switch, that all depends on the circle that you keep. Mine is family and friends. You're only as strong as your weakest link. And if you think I'm wrong, then please don't ask again. I never came to play. Don't be asking me unless you're serious and ready to pay the fee. I represent my nation. Samson is the hoe. If you need to know that home is a toe. Got love for everyone and die for those I call. My wife and my kids and that's about all.
And we just heard The People's Champ at number 16 by A Tribe Called Red. And prior to that, number 17, I Always Fall Apart by Sharon Van Etten.
Welcome back to the Earshot 20. We're going to take a break from counting down the top 20 most played albums across Canada to chat with Clarke Wineram, born in Brampton, Ontario, but now calling Sackville her home. Singer-songwriter Clarke Wineram has a brand new EP out and is playing Sappy Fest in a few weeks' time. Thank you so very much for joining us today, Clarke.
Oh, thank you.
And whereabouts are you in the world right now?
Right now, I'm in Lunenburg County, Nova Scotia, just visiting some friends for a couple days. I used to live here, so it's nice to come visit. It's a beautiful sunny day.
Definitely. So it's been about 3 years since Continental Drag came out, which was your debut full length in 2012. And you now have a new EP called Huddle out, which was released digitally on May 5th. What has changed in your life in the last 3 years to come to this point?
Well, I moved around a few times and landed in Sackville last November. So I, you know, started a new band and they wanted to record an album with me. So we put together 5 songs over the winter and came out with this in May. So it bloomed in May.
Cool. Yeah, I mean, that was a little bit of my... I actually hadn't had the opportunity to see you play until just about a week ago, and that was kind of my impression in the past that this formation of this trio is a relatively new thing. Does that change the music for you a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, everyone brings something new to a band, and obviously, you know, they come with their own style. So my drummer right now, he comes from a bit of a metal background as well, played in Grease Beast and Mouth Breathers, so you know his drumming style has that kind of feel, and same with my bass player. You know, he's played in many bands in Sackville, so it's gonna definitely bring out a different sound to my music. I come there with the songs, and then they bring their own feel into it. So it's really comfortable. I feel good playing with these guys right now. So we'll continue till maybe I move somewhere else, or I don't know.
Yeah. Can you tell me a little bit about the recording process of this new EP?
Yeah. So I recorded with James Anderson, who works with CHMA, and did a bit of it in the famous shed in Sackville. It's right by the train tracks. And then did a bit of overdubbing at James's house studio.
Awesome. So you just got added to the lineup for Sappy Fest, which is falling in the long weekend in just a couple of weeks' time. Have you played Sappy Fest before?
I did a split set with John McKeel about 4 years ago. Other than that, I have not played, but I'm really, really looking forward to it. I've been almost every year since I've lived in the Maritimes. So it's kind of a staple for me, and to be a part of that is really exciting.
Yeah, it's a really hard festival to describe. Like, I feel like some people that haven't been maybe think that the way that people talk about it, they're just making it up to be this amazing thing. like, you know, that we're just blowing smoke up our own a collective asses. But it actually is like a pretty amazing festival. What is playing and going to Sappy Fest? You know, what's that experience like for you?
Well, I mean, I think the music is number one. The music is what makes the festival happen. And then obviously the people. But for me, it's just as much a part of, you know, what's amazing about Sappy Fest is the relationships you make there, and the hangouts and the things aside from the music, which obviously is great when you look at the lineups that they've had in the past years. But I think it's unexplainable in a way. Everyone should just go and experience it for themselves. I know that whenever I leave from a weekend at Sappy, you know, you go through a bit of a depression because <Yeah. laughs> it was such an amazing time. And every year is different. The people who ran it have changed in the last few years, and you know, it's still Sackville's baby, and they've kept it going strong. But every year is a bit of a different surprise. So.
Yeah, I mean, the only way I can ever describe it to people, and certainly I agree, like, you just kind of have to go, and I've never ever had anyone come away being able to describe it, but they definitely, I've never heard anyone say that they had a bad time. I've never had anyone say, like, I'm not coming back to this. It's always like, how do I make sure I come back next year? The only way I can think to describe it is like, it's like a weird, like, maritime musician, like, summer camp almost. Is there anyone in particular that you're really looking forward to seeing aside from playing yourself?
I have a thing where sometimes I like to surprise myself and not necessarily check out the bands that I haven't heard of. So I'm kind of doing that right now, but maybe once we get closer, I won't be able to contain it.
Yeah.
But I'm also looking forward to, I always look forward to seeing my friends play, especially if I haven't in a while or they've moved somewhere else in Canada. So I wouldn't say that there's one person I'm excited about, just kind of the whole thing.
What else do you have on the horizon right now? Are you doing any further touring or recording or anything like that?
There's kind of talk of doing a tour in the fall, but right now just booking shows in the Maritimes. Sackville's a really good central town for playing Halifax or you know, Fredericton, St. John, and Moncton. So I'm just kind of focusing on that right now and working a bit this summer and enjoying the weather where I live.
Yeah, we finally have some beautiful summer days.
I know. Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Again, the new EP is called Huddle. It's available at clarkawineworm.bandcamp.com. Are there any plans for a physical release, or is it just going to be digital?
I have cassette tapes as well that will be available at the live shows.
Awesome. I'm wondering, just to close it, if you can pick a song from Huddle that particularly resonates with you. I know it's hard to pick amongst what is essentially your children and your creations. but if there's any song that you think would particularly resonate with our audience, and if there's a, or maybe a song that you can tell us a little bit of a story about.
Okay, I'm going to pick Death Row Tall. The name suggests it slightly, but it's about almost death experiences and obviously avoiding them because I'm still alive. So just kind of how easy it is to actually die, but how lucky I am to still be kicking.
Awesome. So we're going to be hearing from that song coming up right after this. Thanks so much for joining us, Clark. It was a real pleasure to chat with you today.
Thank you, Brian.
Earshot 20. Number 14.
Yes.
listening to the Earshot 20. Number 14.
Welcome back to the Earshot 20.
And you just heard Slow Burning by Catherine Calder. Before that, we had Secret Light by Moon King, and then a little Clarka Wineworm with Death Row Tull.
Thanks so much for Clarka to speaking with us this week. She is, of course, playing Sappy Fest in just a few weeks' time in the long weekend at the very end of July, very beginning of August. And that will be a kickoff to our Sappy Fest coverage, basically taking place throughout the next several weeks on the show. We'll be speaking to different artists that will be playing at Sappy Fest, and then we'll see what happens there as well. Last year, we actually went down to CHMA and did the show live from their studios in Sackville. So we'll see what's going to happen this year. We're going to try to figure out something really cool and fun, and Anthony and I will get something there going for you. But Anthony is not here this week. As you may have noticed, I'm actually joined by program director at Local 107.3 FM CFMH in St. John, New Brunswick, Mr. Mike Specht, who is holding down the fort. He's technically me this week, and I'm technically Anthony. And I don't know how that changes the dynamic. I've put a lot of work on you, but then I also did all the work in getting it ready. So
that's true.
So basically par for the course.
Well, and you did your best to dress like Anthony today as well. You're wearing a little Mr. Rogers, you know, t-shirt and all that like he normally dresses. So it's good that you're immersing yourself in the role.
I'm wearing his glasses. It's making it really difficult to do this radio show.
Yeah.
I can't see anything.
You're doing your best, and most people out there might not know this, but the reason that Anthony's not here today is he's actually really gotten into writing 2.5 Men fan fiction, and he entered himself in a contest, and he actually won a trip for two out to LA to hang out with a cast of 2.5 Men following the victory of his story in this contest. So congratulations, Anthony, on your big victory.
He's actually a massive John Cryer fan.
Yeah, he is. Huge, and I guess he rewrote Charlie Sheen back into the show in his story, and it was just so convincing that they needed to fly him out there. So it's pretty amazing.
Wow, do you think he's gonna get a job out of it?
I would think so. I mean, that show is just too good not to bring back, you know? I mean, everybody loves the little Two and a Half Men, so...
I just learned it was off the air when you just told me that it was off the air.
Well, you know, Anthony, anyway, believes it's a travesty, and he's doing his best to bring it back, so...
Well, we wish him all the best, and maybe, you know, we'll have to interview him if he makes it big. Yeah. We'll take over the show full-time, and maybe he'll be a guest on our show. It would be a really big deal. So we are counting down the top 20 most played records across Canada this week. There's some big ones on there. Lots of new music to come your way. You should pretty much pick up every single one of these records. We're going to continue the countdown. We are presently coming into number 13, but we still have all the way to go to number one. So don't go anywhere. We're going to hear from Stephen Karlik again in the next hour of the program. He'll give you some more music news and also his song pick of the week. And we'll also give you a little bit of a lowdown on the rest of the charts. You can find them all at earshot-online.com, but you can also hear about them in just not too distant future. We'll let you know what is debuting below top 20, and those will be records that maybe you'll hear from in the near future. So not lots of time left. We got three more tracks coming your way. We're going to hear number 13, 12, and 11. Mike's going to tell you what is coming up next.
And at number 13, we've got Holy Smoke by the OCs.
Me, blow my brains out. The world is crowded. Oh, oh, did your doctor prescribe?
Yeah.
and welcome back to the Earshot 20.
We just heard Don't Forget the Youth by Slow Down Molasses. We had Unknown Moral Orchestra with the track The World is Crowded. And prior to that, The OCs with Holy Smoke.
All right, that brings us all the way to number 11. We're about halfway through the top 20 most played records across Canada this week, as calculated by Earshot at earshot-online.com through submissions of over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations every single week. So go check that out for the full list, and don't go anywhere. We'll be coming right back in the hour that just passed. We heard from Stephen Carlick, and he'll be telling us some more news in the next hour. And we also had a great chance to chat with Clark of Wine Room. So thanks again so much to her. I am Brian Cleveland. I'm joined by Mike Specht. After a very quick break, we'll be back with the top 10. You're listening to the Earshot 20.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.